Hey, what's up? I'm Tommy Light.
Hey, everyone. This is Andrew Monroe, and welcome to Are You Feeling It?
On this podcast, we bring you controversial topics,
risky situations,
and conversations most people are frankly afraid to have.
Ooh.
So get ready.
Wait, for what?
Are you feeling it?
Oh, duh. Hey, everyone.
How's everybody doing?
Welcome to Are You Feeling It?
Are you feeling it?
Because we're extra feeling it. Samantha.
Double feeling it today.
Ooh, flashbacks to double dipped times.
double feeling it. Aww, poor double dipped.
Double dipped, rest in peace, she may return one day. I think we were just so gung-ho at the beginning. I was like, I want to talk about everything.
Let's do it all.
Right, and then life just fucking happened.
And here we are.
Yeah, and now we're just, are you feeling it? But guess what? Why is it extra special?
Because we are going live on not one.
Not one.
But two platforms.
Ooh,
today.
We are multitasking for our second ever Are You Feeling It Live.
So anybody who saw the live and came back for a good listen.
Yes, if you wanted to re-laugh and re-giggle.
If you need to re-evaluate what you have said on the live.
Right. And if you are just a podcast listener and you're like, oh man, I missed the live again. Like, make sure you are following us on all of our social media. We plug it in for our commercial break, so you will always remember where to find us. Just follow us, and you'll get updates. We post before we go on. We're going to get a little bit better about planning when we're going to go live.
We are.
So we'll give, like, a day advance at least.
But you can come and interact with us and
yes,
have a fun time.
Because we have, like, 7 dedicated Ashburn, Virginia listeners. They have streamed like the last 7. Like,
come on, Ashburn, Virginia.
Yeah,
let's talk.
I was like, oh my gosh, there's like maybe like a little friend circle that likes to listen to us. So
yes.
If you're from Ashburn, Virginia, that was really hard to say.
Ashburn, Virginia.
Yeah. If you're from Ashburn, Virginia, follow us on the podcast and let's get social.
Let's get talking.
Okay, so if you are familiar with the podcast, this is where it's going to get clunky.
Ooh, so clunky.
We are going to start our live process, so you're gonna have to bear with us. And are you ready to get live?
I'm so ready to get live, but all not right. Just Facebook Live,
Instagram live. And then next time we're gonna get on Periscope too. I really want to try that out.
We're gonna try some Periscope. I'm gonna try out my Periscope.
All right, so podcast listeners, bear with us. Samantha's getting her hair all set.
My hair is all set. And we are going to click, and we are live on Facebook.
And then we're going to get live on Twitter. Hey, let me see if we're live on Facebook.
Oh, we're definitely live.
Oh, we are. Here we are. Okay, cool.
Cool.
All right, so we are now officially live on Facebook, and we're going live on Instagram.
If I can figure it out.
technology.
It's a beautiful time.
We have 2 viewers, so myself and somebody else. Hello, other viewer.
Hello, other viewer.
We are just getting set up. Our first Instagram live was not as difficult, but
no, it was a fun time.
Now we're doing Facebook and Instagram.
Enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Okay, Instagram is not going, so...
Really?
She doesn't.
Is it because we already just went live to test it out? Did we fuck up?
Oh, no, I think you have to have a... Maybe. Oh, no, it's zooming. How do you...
Oh, hey, babe. Welcome to the podcast.
This is for Jesus. Okay, scrap that. Not going Instagram live.
Wow.
But we can chill. And we could chit-chat right here on Facebook.
Here we go. I mean, it was a fun thought.
Well, I'm going to go share the Facebook Live then.
Oh, yeah. I'm on it right now.
Hello. We are here.
Oh, shit. I need to get off this. I'm sorry to the podcast listeners. I'm absolutely so sorry.
Hey, what's up? How we doing? How's your week been? How's my week?
Yes. Speaking of weeks, happy belated birthday. I couldn't fully wish you a happy birthday on Facebook because I was still in Facebook jail.
Yeah.
But I'm officially out, and you're officially now 27.
I am 27, part of the 27 club.
How
Don't
do we
get
feel?
It twisted. I'm not going to have a white lighter all year.
All year. That is a number one rule. You cannot have a white lighter your whole 27 years of your whole 27-year life.
Oh, God. Here goes some feedback, y'all.
We brand new. It's fine.
Don't act brand new. Andrew got me this shirt for my birthday. It's Sailor Moon. It's really cute.
Yes. Happy birthday. How do you feel? How does turning... I mean, I'm 28. I'm about to be 29. But how does 27 feel to you?
Okay, so my birthday didn't even feel, like, that different.
No.
Like, I woke up. I went smoked a blunt. I walked on the trail. It was a cute little time. And, then I went to the zoo. We were just super spontaneous.
Damn.
We're like, let's go to the zoo.
What was your favorite part about the zoo? Because, like, I have mixed emotions about zoo, but that's because I'm woke, as they say. And woke. I hate that I use that sentence. Yeah, but
not a lot of people like the zoo because of the fact that there's the animals.
Yeah. The yeah. I'm just like, a like tiger and a lion either. Doesn't belong in Michigan.
No. Yeah. Not by any means.
But, so do you tell me about your experience. And what was your favorite part?
Really weird. So, like, the way they have it set up is just one line that you walk. It's one way. Nobody's interacting with anybody twice.
Oh, like, so you can't even, like, venture around?
No. It's just one way all the way through. It's so weird. But my favorite part was my boyfriend didn't know how long an anteater was. And those motherfuckers are big.
They're long.
And apparently they attack people. I didn't know.
Not just the ants?
No, but we were looking it up the other day, because after we saw the anteaters, we were like, oh, let's look up anteaters, and anteaters be out here attacking people.
Damn.
But we were over looking at the kangaroos, and they were looking so cute, and then Luke goes, look there, look over. There's a fucking emu.
An emu
in with these motherfuckers.
Yes. Why was it in the same vicinity? Was he lost?
I think emus just, like, get along with kangaroos.
I don't. I'm going to need a fact check on that.
I think the emus just get along with kangaroos.
Because there's this sketchy-ass emu on Twitter. Like, the crazy farm lady, Karen and Stanley.
Yeah.
Them emus can be bitches. I have beef with Karen. I think she's holding Crazy Farm Lady hostage.
She a bunk ass emu.
Oh, listen. And I'm low key kind of jealous that you got to see some penguins.
Oh, yeah. The penguins were so cute.
They're always so dapper. Just chilling. They're always so formal. Ugh. So I've only been to we're going to come back to your birthday really quick, but while we're on zoos, I've only been to a zoo one time in my life. And that was when I was. Hey, girl. Welcome to the podcast. Yes. But it was when Charles, Amanda, and I just spontaneously decided to go to Chicago the next day. Like, we all headed off work, and I found a great deal on Priceline. Like, shout out to Priceline. If I wasn't a AAA member now, like, AAA is the gods, but...
You go see the houses from
Shameless. Shameless, yeah. So we went to, and we stayed at this beautiful hotel called the AC... hotel downtown in Chicago. It was like $50 a night. We stayed two nights. Where they get you is parking. It was $100 to park there for the two nights. Yeah. And I even looked for free parking, and that's not a thing in Chicago. So Chicago, you need to get your shit together.
Get your free parking.
Right. I'm just like, fuck.
It's a monopoly board. You better calm down.
But our last day, we went to the zoo, and that was my first time ever going to the zoo. And I have all these pictures. I have this cute picture we'll have to post to the Instagram. Of me seeing, I'm in the aquarium, and it was just super cool. And I saw lions for the first time. It was just like a super dope experience. I've been to Shedd's Aquarium before. It was cool. I kind of get panicky because you know how I feel about water.
Yeah.
So I'm just like, if this breaks, you know.
It is what it is.
Yeah, deep blue sea kind of vibes.
Okay, so I was watching Family Guy the other day, and I was like, this isn't Luke and I.
Yeah.
They took edibles, Peter and Lois.
Oh, no.
To the aquarium.
Oh, yes.
Like, Lois was like, I'm freaking out.
That's me without edibles.
Like, you're going to ruin this for me. And there's just this big ass fucking shark coming at them.
That's awful.
That's nasty as shit.
That's awful. But that after we left the zoo in Chicago is when we went and saw the Shameless house. Season 3?
Oh, okay.
Two and or
y'all
three.
Were, like, binge watching.
Yeah, we were binge watching it, so. It wasn't like season 7 we were there.
Mm-hmm.
It was super cool and everything. And I just found out that a family friend of mine, Demaya, she lives in California. We used to be super great friends. And her mom, Jody, was friends with my mom. And well, her dad, Mark, worked on Shameless on set design.
Oh.
Yeah, she posted it today, and I had no idea. So, shout out to Mark for that set design and making That's it super shit. Awesome and everything. It's a great show. I maybe stopped during season 5, but I think it's at the time where it was, like, slowly coming to Netflix, and I didn't want to pay for Showtime.
For sharks.
So, for sharks.
Totally.
I'm canceling you at this point.
These are the fun of my life.
So did you do what? Did you do anything else for your birthday?
Not really. I just kind of chilled.
Yeah.
I was really like just in a chill mood. Did some DoorDash.
Mm-hmm. How's DoorDash going? Now that your car is fixed, all of our cars are fixed. By the way.
God, my car
Side
is
note.
Fixed.
Yes.
So nice. Took it to the shop. Got it together.
Yes.
So I've been out DoorDashing, but my tax expired because it was my birthday. But
ooh.
My boyfriend paid for
the I hate that you have to pay for tabs on your birthday. Like, it's my day and
like
I have to pay.
Something dollars.
Yeah.
I'm like, what the fuck, dicker?
Can I just pick it off on somebody else's car and put it on? Like, it's
a damn shame.
I don't know. But yeah, no, so you got your car fixed. I got my car fixed. My car is now so fucking zippy.
It's just zooming along.
Right. I'm just like, this is a go kart. Like, oil change. Like,
no,
I felt great.
Some trouble with your car, get up and going.
The get up and go, it was always kind of just like
Corvette.
Yeah. But it was always like super, super like, when you try to get up and go.
Mm-hmm.
But I had that service bulletin, and I'm so glad I took a video of it because it wasn't doing it on my way to the dealership.
No, but actually, we saw it when I was driving in your car door dashing that day.
Yeah.
It was like when I would go to hit the brake at a stop sign or something like that.
Stop signs and stoplights, and the radio will start going in and out, and then the blinker sound goes off.
Oh, that's weird.
But like, it can get worse to where like you can be driving down the road and your power steering will go out, and you will swerve off the side of the road and a bunch of other shit. So I took a video because I read a bunch of forums on it because I couldn't figure out what's going on with my car. Like, even the full body throttle just randomly went wrong. Out of the blue. And so I was like, that's the fix. And it kept going. And I finally found the forum that had all that information. So I took a video, like it said, to show them. Because it doesn't always do it. It's only now and then. And I'm like, I'm not paying $46 for you to be like, it's not doing it when I know it's doing it.
Yeah. Like, you know what your car is doing.
Right.
Had to take a fucking video just to prove to somebody. Hey,
right.
My car's fucking up.
I took 3 different videos and I showed him. I was like, ugh. He was like, you came prepared.
I needed you to know. Yeah.
Shout out to Art Main Chevy for doing it. But, I mean, they have to. It's a recall.
Well,
but shout out to my job, Extreme Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, and Ram for doing my oil change. Thank you so much. If you ever need anything, hit me up there.
Yes, you need it. Car.
Need new car.
Trade in real quick.
Yeah, we got you.
Because we going.
Yes.
Where the money resides.
Hey, Aaliyah, how's the drag stuff going? How's the Hamburger Mary's?
Oh, yeah. How's Hamburger Mary's? How's that going?
Yeah, because I want to go, but I need COVID to still calm its shit down more. Like, I'm still sketchy.
I'm a little scared. I'm a house person.
And so Spiral is officially closed now, right? That's sad. That is so
sure
sad.
Was up for sale or something like
that. And I thought I saw Liz post something about it too.
Yeah.
So rest in peace to Spiral Dance Bar.
That's a real sad time.
Yeah. The last little gem. I mean, what's the other one that's right across the street from it?
Esquire?
Yeah. I mean, we still have that, but other than that, I don't know.
You do the karaoke at Esquire.
I loved doing karaoke at Esquire. I never understood the whole karaoke at Applebee's that Roger would do. Like, hey, Jess girl, how you doing? Welcome to the podcast.
It is the podcast.
Yes. But yeah, no, I really want to check it out. I watch videos. I've seen like Christy perform. I've seen Aaliyah perform.
I think it looks cute. It's just like, I don't think it would be fun.
Mm-hmm.
I guess it would be fun to be performing again at a bar. But
well, it's more like a restaurant.
Having that many people there,
yeah.
And they're all like spread out. It would be like performing at Spiral on an amateur night.
On a Sunday night.
Sunday night. There's only like 2 people there. And you're just like performing your heart out to these 2 people. But
right.
It's just, I don't know.
I miss you too, lovely. We got to hang out soon. I don't know how to work this. Oh, there we go.
Yeah, boop. We figured it out. Me too. I had to do
that. I was like, wait, what? Yeah, I don't know. But the only thing that I just wish they had more of a stage. I understand, like, you're supposed to, like, work around the, like, restaurant. But a stage is always nice for a queen.
I love a stage.
Yeah. Because then I'm a
sucker for a stage.
Yeah, because I would, like, no tea, no shade. Like, Spiral, Sunday nights are fun, but, like, when you would get a Saturday or Friday and perform on the main stage.
Perform on the stage.
Yeah, that's what all queens want, is be on a stage with a spotlight.
And all those people around you.
Right. Ugh. Thank God Jackson Pride, the second one, finally got a stage.
That was so much fun.
Yes.
Like, being up on that stage.
Yeah.
Performing with all the lights on you.
The third year, the stage was kind of wonky, and then they had the live.
I felt like a fucking rock star the last time they did it.
Really? I was annoyed with the band.
What do you mean?
There was a band that was like had all their equipment around the stage during when I was performing, so it was like kind of in my way.
Yeah.
Because I'm a long-legged bitch, so I take up a lot of room.
A whole lot.
Like,
there were,
fuck.
Yeah, there were a bunch of, like, speakers and whatever around. It just, it was what it was.
Yeah, I was supposed to perform at night, and then I was like, nah, fam.
He took all of his makeup off. It was so quick.
I can't have, like, a 4-hour break in between numbers. Like, no.
I can.
No.
I did two shows that day.
Yeah, I did the one. And I was mad because the stage was, like, there was
got
so many.
Sunburn, but it was okay.
There was so many people there during the night show. Mm-hmm. And then the stage was just beautifully lit and everything.
Everybody was just waiting for the night drag show.
Right.
They were like, when's that? And they're like, oh, it's 6 o'clock.
I'm like,
oh,
I shouldn't. They didn't even think I was coming because I'm always late. I am always late. To a show. And they didn't even think I was coming to the last one, to my first number. Uh-huh. And then I showed up, and then they threw me on. And then I didn't show up to my second number. I was like, nah, I'm taking all this shit off.
It's to go.
It's awful. So, today there has been great news, fam, and listeners, and feelers.
Everybody.
Are we ready for the great news? The House finally passed. This is the third round of stimulus. They passed the American Rescue Plan. How do you feel about it?
For the stimmy?
Yeah, for the stimmy.
Oh, I'm ready for the stimmy, bitch.
Yes. So, like, I have mixed emotions about it. Obviously, I'm happy that it's going out because it is doing a lot of great work.
Yeah.
But we're still not at where it fully should have been. I'm mad the minimum wage isn't in there.
Yeah,
I'm glad that really I'm mad sucks. That was scrapped. And I'm mad that it's only $1,400. You promised us two. And I'm not accepting that $600 as a first installment plan. That was gone for majority of the people as soon as it hit the bank account.
Yeah, that was my bills.
Right away. I'm like, what is this doing besides getting me by another week?
Literally just that week.
Yeah.
I was good. And now I'm like, oh, okay, I need some bills.
But what this bill includes, it's a $1,400 stimulus check to Americans. It's an additional $300 per week on the unemployment. It gives a child allowance of up to $3,600 for up to a year. It's got $125 billion to K-12 schools.
They clarnied our stimulus. Bitch, buy now, pay later. That was some bullshit.
Cannot.
Abby, you right, bitch.
And then there's $25 billion for rental assistance, which is highly needed. So many people are on the verge of eviction. I just don't understand. I really would think somewhere in here we need to talk about how being a landlord is not a job. It's an investment.
Period.
So you should not be relying on people's incomes for your own income.
Mm-hmm.
So you need to figure that out.
Right now it's real fucked up.
Right.
Everybody got an income.
Right. And then the last thing on there, the highlight was the $14 billion for the vaccine distributing. I'm super happy that it passed. But again, that $15 minimum wage needed to be in there.
Yeah, I really needed that $15 minimum wage, regardless.
And I think the eviction moratorium should have been extended as well.
Yeah.
Because
people are getting back to work, but not everybody is back to work. And not everybody is back to work at full capacity.
I think we just hit maybe halfway of the first stage of people getting vaccinated in this state. That's the first stage.
Just the first stage, and it's only in a certain age group.
Yeah, it's only old people or first responders.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yes, they do need it, but, like, you shouldn't penalize those younger people who can't get it. I mean,
we're going to get it probably last.
I've always stated I don't know if I'm going to get it. It's not fully FDA approved. It's been emergency mandated to be approved.
I mean, I might get up on there.
I'm not bashing anyone that gets it. Bashing anyone that's not wanting to get it. My personal opinion, my own, not the podcast's opinion, is my own personal opinion, is I'm not sure if I'm getting it right away.
Yeah, you might want to just check it out.
I want to see a year down the road. Yeah, yeah, because...
Do some testing. Yeah,
that SARS one scared me too, so...
Andrew's going to be in a mask all the time.
I love the mask. I don't understand people's qualms with them.
I don't have a huge problem with the mask, but... I mean, like... I'm wearing it.
I'm wearing it. Right.
If you tell me I can stop wearing it, then I'm done. But, like... I'm still wear the motherfucker.
Right. Like, it's just not that hard.
It's not. It's real easy. Just we were throwing on the mask before they were mandated to be fully, like, when people were just like, you should wear the mask.
We're like, yeah, oh, okay.
Before it was a law.
Right.
Just like, okay, let's throw that bitch on.
Yeah. The CDC said, hey, this is probably going to save you. Great. We had to go. We should all hop on board with this. And then we got idiotic people and... I just have to talk about two people today that tie into the stimulus conversation.
Okay.
There's two congresswomen in the GOP that are the most idiotic, ignorant type of person I have ever seen. Mm-hmm. Listening to what they were saying was just so... First of all, if you are an elected official, act like you're an elected official.
Don't act like a motherfucker.
You're acting like this. She's a Colorado congresswoman. Her name is Lauren Boebert. They were in the debate for the stimulus before voting on it. And she just sounded like a straight up sorority Karen because she is younger ish. I think she may be a Gen X. Looks like she could work on Fox. She's a Fox News talking head at this point. Yeah. That type of situation. And
Tommy Loren
should talk like a sorority Karen, and it irked the shit out of me. I'm like, be professional. You are a politician for our country.
I was a Kappa Zeta Phi.
Oh, shut the fuck up. Cannot stand you.
I know that was not right.
Mm-mm-mm.
But I tried.
No. You should have just said Delta Nu. You should have just legally blinded straight through.
Okay, Delta Nu.
Thank you. Thank you. That's better. But anyways, so what she was saying in there, she said, talking about the swamp, and I'm like, bitch, you are the swamp.
Bitch, get out of my swamp.
Like, and she was speaking about opening schools and the funding that goes to it. There is still a part of the funding from the previous one that is still available, but this is just adding to it. And her qualms with it was that they're only using 5% of that for this school year. Baby, we are in March.
It's March now.
School ends in 2 to 3 months.
Yeah, basically.
They're preparing for the future, which the GOP is horrible at doing. And you're mad that they're only spending 5% of that on this school year instead of preparing for next school year when we're still dealing with the virus.
And this school's about to be over.
Right.
And, okay, but the thing is, a lot of these schools, like, the kids are failing doing these online schools. And they just don't have the whole...
Everyone, welcome to the stage, Delta Nu.
So these kids are going back to, like, regular school, and it is what it is. And, like, they're getting tested, and when they have to go home, they have to go home, and it is what
it is. You have to shut down the school, but whatever.
Like, it's the whole process of it. Like, it's just going to have to be like that for a hot-ass minute.
I just don't understand. Like, I understand the rush to get back to... whatever type of normalcy we have.
Yeah, everybody wants to get back there.
I don't understand the rush to make bad judgment calls that risk people's lives.
Period.
That doesn't sit well with me, and I don't want it.
I'm just like, if it's not right, then let's not do it.
Right. And what else did she say? I have it all here. And she said that Dems are using kids as bargaining chips for more money for... teachers unions. Mm-hmm. Well, baby, if we would just step away from what you just said, and maybe if we didn't have to figure if this is true, like I haven't read deep into it, but if this is true, it's not a bad thing to pay our teachers more.
Period.
Like, that's a whole nother conversation. Yes, we do need to have, because teachers are fully underpaid.
They need to get some payment.
And now you're asking them to go back to school before everyone's fucking vaccinated and risk their lives, but you don't want to pay them or help their union. I'm just, How far out of reality can someone be? Is what I just don't understand.
Let's see. Hot tea.
She's very clueless. And she still calls it, on Congress record, the Chinese virus. During the debate, she said the China virus.
Ugh, that's gross.
And I thought it was funny because she was a Democrat from 2005 until 2007. And then went to the GOP in 2007. But it's kind of the similar time frame that Obama was coming into the spotlight and running for presidency. So I was like, maybe she's racist. I don't know how I feel. Now, we have to talk about the other See You Next Tuesday in the Room.
Okay. Oh, we're here in Congress.
I'm really trying to not get put back in Facebook jail. I hate their new shit. I'm just like, I could say pussy ass bitch on Twitter, but I call somebody up. I call Ted Cruz a pansy on Facebook and I'm in jail. I say that I think that cis straight men are a wastebasket and I get suspended. I'm just like, damn, I hate it. But the other one is, do you know who Marjorie Taylor Greene is? Yeah. No. She's a congresswoman from Georgia.
Oh, yeah. She's that dumb bitch.
Yeah. That bottle blonde bitch. Listen. She's the one that put up a trans sign or a sign outside of her office that read, there are two genders, male and female. Trust the science. That faces her colleague who put a... She did it in retaliation to her colleague who has a trans daughter put a flag out there because they were debating the civil rights LGBT protection. Shady. Oh, yeah.
Girl, like, came out there, put her trans flag out there. Just like, yeah, we've just debated trans rights. It is what it is. Washed her hands of it.
Right.
And so, old girl came out and put the, well, there's only two genders, male and female, and then washed your hands with it. You know, like, I'm like, that's... You are retaliating.
Right. I don't understand why. Yes, we can have differences of opinion, but
Your office is across from this bitch.
Right. Like, but.
Sorry, not this bitch. She was a really nice lady.
Bitch in gay slang is used in many different forms.
This bitch.
But what I wanted to say was just we can have differences of opinions.
Yeah.
But the thing that we can't have is a difference of being a genuine nice person. If we don't agree, you don't have to be evil about it.
Just let the bitch be.
Why does her kid being trans have anything to do with you? And why did you feel it necessary?
She threw a flag out there. You don't gotta be like,
And you know the workers at Costco probably think she's the biggest bitch. For having to print that damn sign.
Oh, yeah, she had to print that.
Like, oh, fuck. Oh, no.
You shouldn't have let her get it. She's not a paying customer.
I have literally messaged... there's a hashtag. Her name is Marjorie Trader Green.
Okay.
I'm so upset with Georgia. Like, yes, we were so happy that they turned blue, but they still let people like Marjorie Taylor Green be a congresswoman.
Yeah, that's nasty.
Right. So shame on you, Georgia, and whatever counties that elected that district.
Georgia's doing it dirty.
But today, what really pissed me off is she tried to adjourn. She made a motion to adjourn the vote before it even started in the debate. She wanted to stop it for today. So she was trying to delay the vote to get us American citizens a stimulus.
Longer. That's not cute, girl.
No.
You're a traitor.
Absolutely. And so they came to a vote, and there were 235 nays. 41 Republicans even said no. Mm-hmm. There was 155 yays. All of them were GOP, and then 52 no votes. And then I wrote down, we should also acknowledge the votes of the stimulus. The overall vote of the American Rescue Plan was 220 to 211. All 210 GOP representatives voted no. So remember that when you are going to the polls and voting. Remember that 210 Republican senators or Congress people said, you don't deserve at least $1,400 to get you by. Because in their eyes, $1,200 was supposed to get us by for 10 weeks.
That did not work.
And then it took months just to get $600 in December. And now we're three. And now we're here 3 months later, now just getting $1,400. Mm-hmm. It's ridiculous. But we did have one Democrat vote no. And that would be Jared Golden of Maine. So shame on you.
Shame on you, Mr. Maine.
Mr. Maine. So yeah, I'm just please think about who you're voting for and really do your research.
Let's do our research up in here, bitch.
Yeah.
I like to do some research. Yeah. Get the know-how.
Get the know-how.
Get the know-how.
Okay, so we can move on to something a little lighter because I'm now taking it as more of a joke because I haven't seen more about it, but I took it serious at first. Super straights.
Super straights. How do you feel about the super straights, Andrew?
I'm going to let you start it first, because I need you to talk more before I need to take a sip.
Okay, so there was this guy that came out on social media and said...
His name was Kyle Royce. He was a TikToker.
He has said that he's starting a new sexual orientation called super straights, because he's not attracted to trans women... Do you have the...
Yeah, let me grab the quote.
You have the exact quote. Okay.
You can keep talking. I'll find it, though.
Okay, so he's not attracted to trans women, and he says they're not real women, this, that, and the other thing.
Okay, so his quote was, you guys, I made a new sexuality now, actually... Kyle told viewers in a now deleted TikTok reposted by a Twitter account, it's called super straight, okay, since I get called transphobic because I wouldn't date a trans woman... There's more, but my pages are out of order. Hold on. I came prepared. But yeah, so it's pretty much that part. And he was just saying that he was having conversations with, like, you call me transphobic, but I don't, he doesn't believe that. Oh, here goes. He said, Kyle then relayed a conversation he'd have with those who'd call him transphobic. You know, they're like, would you date a trans woman? No, why? That's a female. He would respond, no, like, that's not a real woman to me. Like, I want a real woman. And they would respond, no, you're just transphobic. He went on, so now I'm super straight. I only date the opposite gender women that are born women. So you can't say I'm transphobic now because that's just my sexuality, you know. But this article even has a fact check link. And the fact check states, sexuality does not preclude transphobia or gender-based biases.
So, you're just transphobic.
So, your bias towards trans women is what makes you transphobic.
I mean, I get people have a preference, but to go out of the out of your way and be like, that's not a real woman. I want a real woman.
What is up with just being like, if somebody approaches you and you are not their type, to be like, yo, flattered.
I'm just not your type.
I'm not interested. Even throw out a, hey, maybe we could be friends, though.
You know you ain't going to be friends.
You know they ain't going to call you up to be friends. That's not a thing. They're gonna be more hurt if you make a big deal about it. It's just like if a gay guy sees an attractive guy and goes and tries to flirt with him, and that person ends to be straight.
Like, ooh, bro, I don't swing that way.
They make a big deal out of it instead of being like, yo, no. It's cool, we cool, but I'm not into that.
Yeah.
But straight men have to make a big fucking deal out of it, and I don't understand why.
They're upset.
So it's in the same aspect of, in the trans world, straight men making a big deal about it.
Yeah.
Because they're so uncomfortable with their sexuality.
Who are like, oh, I'm sorry, I'm not into trans girls. Be like, we can be friends, though. And then they'll chit-chat. And they'll talk for a little bit longer, and then all of a sudden, they want to send a dick pic.
Right.
I'm sorry. So you want to
there? They finsta gonna pop up into your DMs.
I'm not really into that, but I could be.
But then they came out with this flag, and we'll post the flag on social. We can kind of see it on here.
But this is the...
It's black and white because it's from my work. But it's a super straight flag. Their colors are orange and black. Orange and
black, which are, if you are in the LGBT, the alphabet burp. Mafia. Burp. It's literally burp. Like the grinder.
It's the grinder it's colors. The grinder color scheme. Like, I just... So, I watched a few YouTube videos about this conversation. About this topic.
The super straights.
About the super straights. And I guess I was offended at first, but then a few people were just like, it's not a thing unless you make it a thing. So it's more about reacting. I know we're talking about it now, and that kind of sounds hypocritical, but at the same time, it's a topic of conversation now. Like, we didn't make it big. Like,
we're going to talk about it.
Right. We're a few days behind the trend, but...
Speak on the super straight
people. Yeah, but... What do y'all think about super straights? Should that be a new sexuality? Should that be? And I mean, I kind of get it. I mean, as much as I dislike her, as much as I dislike mm-hmm. her ideology, I should say instead of her. I mean, I do dislike the way she goes about her actions. But Blair White, I did watch her video about this topic.
Did she go on?
Yeah. Something about this? Yeah, and. She was the one that kind of, to her credit, she was the one that kind of, the first one that was kind of made me realize, oh, maybe this is kind of just like a joke in a sense. I mean, she did pull out facts. I mean, how many different sexualities or orientations have we created as the LGBTQ plus community? Yeah. She pulled up a list. There's like hundreds of them.
There is hundreds.
So, like, it's kind of like, are we hypocritical? But, like, also, that is kind of transphobic. I mean, that is transphobic, too. Yeah. Not kind of. Yeah. Just to be clear, it's transphobic.
You're super straight because you don't want to date a trans person.
Right.
Like, you could just be a straight person with the preference of not dating trans people.
Right. I mean, you're still a woman.
Yeah. Still a woman.
Yeah.
But that label trans is always in front of that.
I don't know why... We.
I just want to be treated like a woman because I'm a woman and that's just how I carry myself.
I don't understand why... We only bring up biology when we speak on trans issues.
Oh, that's the only time we.
That's the only time we want to bring that up or even dip our toes into science. Right. Instead of being just like, I'm a woman. Yeah, you are.
Yeah, that's a bitch right there.
Yeah, that's a bitch.
That's a whole bitch right there.
I don't know. It's kind of just, we got some people saying.
Yeah, some transphobic ass motherfuckers in Little Caesars.
Ooh, you gonna have to spill the tea to me after we done recording.
Who is this motherfucker? Okay, so
oh, we gonna spill the tea. No, say their names.
No, I had this motherfucker blocked on Facebook because he was so nasty.
Yes. Well, I love a good block button.
But okay, so he's a Virgo, but he's not the good time kind of Virgo. It was just real trash.
Probably an early Virgo.
Listen, it was nasty. But this motherfucker said something. Called me a him or called me a boy or something like that.
No.
Okay, so Jackie and I were working at Little Caesars and we were walking out about the same time. We were out around
Jackie.
The same time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And
I'll call that out the name. That we thing. Keep going. Yeah, yeah.
So must sip. Jackie and I were at Little Caesars and we were walking out and he said, "Good night, guys. Good night, fellas."
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I'm about swung on this motherfucker.
Oh, free of charge.
Oh, I would have lost my job back then. That would have been fine. I would have been good. Be in a better place now.
Right. I just...
People transphobic fuck like that.
I don't know. I guess... I hate saying that I'm woke. I really do.
Hella woke.
But I'm very, like, anti-racist. And I'm very anti-transphobic people. Like, and I'm very anti... I'm very anti-homophobic people for obvious reasons, but like I'm no longer in that place in my life where I'm now going to curb my morals and my ethics of who I am as a person because you're homophobic or you're being transphobic or you're being racist. I'm not here to, especially when talking about trans people or when we're talking about racism, I'm not here to be that voice, but I'm here to put my voice in.
Yeah, I'm here.
If somebody's not around to put you in place. Right. Right. Like, I don't believe in white saviors. Like, I think that's gross. But, like, if there's no people of color in there and there's still racism going around, I'm going to call it out. Mm-hmm. That's not a conversation we're going to have around me.
No, same with
trans people. Like, just be a genuine nice person. Like, what is any trans person's life doing to affect anybody else's life besides their own?
They just want
to
be themselves.
And you making it a big deal is just doing nothing for nobody. It's not even making yourself feel better.
No, you're just being
an ass. Yeah. Like, I'm always like, I'm going to call your mama.
I'm going to speak to your mother right now. What her number is. I'm going to knock on her screen door right quick.
Oh my gosh. So many people need their ass just whipped by their mamas. Because it's just not enough. People getting their ass whipped by their mamas no more.
My mom used to grab everything she fucking had. That bitch would grab a spatula.
Oh, bitch. My mom beat my brother and I's ass in a Meijer gas station before. And then she turned around and there was a guy at another pump looking at her like with a look of disbelief. She turned around, looked at him and said, "Do you want to be next?
Do you want what?"
So now that I'm retelling this story, I'm just like, damn, I am my mom.
She a bitch.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, we deserved it. We deserved it. My mom didn't give no fucks. She still gives no fucks to this day.
No, she
a bad bitch. Oh, yeah. But somebody that needs their mama to whip their ass.
Oh, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Oh, who am I talking about? Miss Tamantha.
Okay, so he got this thing.
It's not a thing.
It's not a thing. He's just really annoyed with James Charles.
I'm not annoyed. He just needs to be officially canceled, and I don't fully believe in cancel culture.
Can we fully cancel?
How many scandals? How many levels of like scandals does this one person need until they're fully fucking canceled?
Mr. James Charles.
Like, fuck. Okay, so if you're unaware of what's going on this one, so there a TikToker came out, and his name is Isaiah. And he is 16 years old. Keep that in your mind. Says it on his TikTok. There's a. It says it on his Instagram. All of this shit. came out with videos. And keep in mind that James Charles is 21 years old. Now legal drinking age and now legal to buy smokes in Michigan age. and so he came out with screenshots and videos. I took screenshots. Okay. So I have the things.
We'll post those.
And pretty much, James added him from Instagram. From there, they were having a conversation, and it almost immediately turned sexual. And James was asking or sent him some NSFW pictures.
Okay.
And then was like asking him and like really trying to pressure him to take them of himself too.
Oh.
And send it to him or go on live and all this shit or FaceTime. Yeah. And then Isaiah was reminding him of his age of being 16, and James's response was, "Oh, but I didn't get to see that D yet." After he told him he was 16 years old.
He's like, "I didn't get to see the dick though."
That was your concern? That was your concern when you were retold that person was 16 years old.
"Hey, I'm 16. Please don't do this. But I didn't see the dick though."
Oh, yes, Paige. Brad Mondo. Yes, he said something about dyeing his hair like ginger. And I said, "No, we love Brad Blondo."
Brad Blondo.
Yes, yes. I suggest anyone and everyone dye their hair blonde. It's a way of life.
I got some little highlights back up in here, but I'm not going full geese no more. That killed my hair.
We'll talk about it. But Trisha Paytas called him out too. And his best friend is Charli D'Amelio.
Okay.
That
crazy fucking.
Hot topic on the pod before.
Yes, she was a hot topic on the first couple of episodes.
Probably an enemy of the pod, so we doing something right. Yeah.
It's fine. We doing it.
Yeah, you're not that great of a dancer. she's 16. They've been friends for a year. So they became best friends when she was 15.
Oh, okay.
Why are you as a 20 and 21-year-old having a best friend that's a teenager? That is not your relative. I can understand you being close with a relative that's that age and being like a mentor.
You need to get back to your age, bro.
But baby, are you that immature in a sense? Very, very Zach Loudon vibes. very that to me in that sense.
Very grooming children.
And that's what it is. He's completely grooming this kid. And this kid took the, here, let me pull up the pictures. Is there somebody? Yes, Cynthia Pickles. Yes, I don't know who you are, but welcome to the podcast. Cynthia Pickles? Yes, I love it. I was just like, hold up. You know who Cynthia Pickles is?
Who's Cynthia Pickles? Hi, Cynthia Pickles.
That's a character on Rugrats, right? Yeah. Cynthia Pickles is watching.
Okay, good for that.
Yeah. Sorry, the name just kind of like shook me for a minute. All right, let me go to there we go. And just so everyone knows, we are on Instagram, or we are on Facebook Live. Instagram didn't work for us. And we are also recording our podcast. So this will be out on probably Tuesday if you want to re-listen to the conversation.
Just joining in
and everything.
And listen to what we had talked about before. You can listen to that when we post this. But we are just having a good time. We sit down, we chat, and come join in the conversation.
Right. Okay, so this first one. Again, I took him off they posted his videos on YouTube.
Uh-huh.
So I took screenshots of the YouTube video. And, okay, so this first one is, and we'll post these on the on the Insta and Twitter. He goes, send me a vid where you, like, put your phone down in the shower and record hands-free, you flexing and showing off your muscle and hair. Ha, ha, ha.
That's what James said to that 16-year-old?
Yeah, apparently James has a big fetish for, like, pube hair and armpit hair and all that shit. And then the other one, it says, I bet you can make me finish by just flexing and showing off your hair, parentheses, body hair, haha, without even taking your dick out. And so then sent him a picture of his ass.
Oh, no, James Charles.
Yeah. So the kid took these to the police.
No, he did not. He did. Yeah.
And the thing that makes me mad, oh, Mike, to the chin.
I mean, he needed to. I'm not saying.
Oh, I'm not even looking at this. The thing that makes me mad.
So nasty. Predatory.
The thing that makes me mad is he came out with one, apology.
Uh-huh.
And pretty much victim shamed.
Like he wrote up on his tablet or something like that, screenshot it, and posted it.
Yeah.
And fuck that is.
And it was pretty much just victim blaming. The whole situation, then he's gone about his life, just like nothing's happened. And I have a couple tweets out that have been getting some traction. This one guy, his name is Enzo_Enchiladas on Twitter. He posted, "Oh my god, my rich celebrity era is coming." He matched with James on some dating app, apparently.
Okay.
And then I commented, I said, you're too old for James, because he is 22 years old, so
yeah, no, he doesn't
don't meet the age bracket. And
Paige said, nobody wants James raggedy ass in his age group.
No. It's because he acts like certain individuals. That does she know who?
Oh, yes, she does.
Then you know, if you know. So,
no,
yeah. But the other one, he posted a video that said, have you seen today's new video? Blah, blah, blah. And I said, log off, baby. I'm sure this isn't going away. Take accountability and some time and get your shit together.
No, but he should have known better when his followers were dropping like crazy during that cancellation.
Well, let's look at his demographic. What's the age gap? What's the age range? Preteens and teenagers. Who are the ones that are defending him and victim blaming? His young demographic fans. His older fans are like, nah, dude,
no,
this isn't going away. Like, ooh.
Period. You just can't apologize that shit away. Especially after it's been multiple times with multiple different accusations. Bullshit.
Raggedy old people these days. I know, it's just, it's so inappropriate. Like, it's a child. It is a child. Like, sure, go for somebody that's 18. They're legal. They can at least have... They're at least legally, mentally capable of making that decision. But the gross thing is, he's coming from a place of power.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this kid was a fan, and he even stated in his video, like...
these followers, like, he's got whatever. Like,
yeah, he's a fan, and he's using his power to get these inappropriate pictures and to possibly fuck a child.
Fuck a fan.
Yeah, trigger warning to anyone. Sorry, we're new to the game. I've been watching a lot of TikTok and YouTube, and you were supposed to say trigger warning or whatever.
Oh, apparently trigger warning.
So,
yeah.
Sorry.
But that's not cute.
No. Like, it's just, but like, I'm also just like, I want to.
He goes about it too. It's right. Like, no.
But we're also.
Like, I apologize. I'm so sorry. It's right. Like, no, it's not my fault.
Right. But also, so this sign editing note for the pod. When we upload this to YouTube, we'll just put a trigger warning thing okay. in the beginning so we don't get demonetized. Because we don't talk about it for the first 10 minutes, so they won't demonetize us.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Cool, cool, cool. That old winky pig. Period. Somebody take him to the fucking, what's that? Renaissance. Take him to fucking, what's that old, what's Charles's and Gigi's old job that's no longer there? What was that called? What was that place called? It's not Renaissance.
Community,
yeah. Community norm. Take that wrinkly ass to community norm. And yes, again, rip to Spiral. No, it's not his first time. He's actually been, thank you, babe, for saying that. Because it's not his first time being called out for grooming at all. And he's also had racial scandals. He's also been this whole time hanging out with other TikTok influencers without masks and going to like these with a bunch of people and then posting videos like it's normal while we're all cooped up in the house and not being able to see our family and friends.
Just over here flying to this place and that place and wherever.
Yeah, but you're fucking living your life and I haven't seen you post ones about giving back to charity or helping out at all. Correct me if I'm wrong, like, whoever's watching, like, correct me if I'm wrong, and if you know, but it's just nasty. He's a very cringy-ass person.
He is. It's really...
Yeah. He had his little moment.
Community normalization. That's what it was.
Spiral is closed permanently. I think Spiral probably was already in... They've, I believe, always been in a pretty financial situation.
Yeah, but there.
Since I've been going there, at least.
Yeah.
So it was unless something big was going to happen besides the pandemic, like something good would happen to them.
Yeah,
I think it was pretty much inevitable. But the pandemic did just make them close the doors permanently. Everything. Yeah. So I mean, hopefully Jackson needs to get a gay fucking bar.
We need a gay bar here. We used to have one.
Yeah, we've had several, but the last one was Detour.
Oh yeah, the Detour. Yeah.
And they had to close it because people kept getting beat up and jumped outside. Because that was back in the time where being gay was not okay.
Mm-hmm. That was, gay marriage wasn't even legalized or anything like that.
Yeah.
So where are we at now?
We at your, spirit guide.
Okay.
We're going to get a little lighthearted now instead of these hot topics.
We're going to talk about some spirit guides. I'm excited for it. I'm going to pull a couple cards. Pull some energy.
You know, Jackson fucks up everything. Like, it's dope we've had pride, but... And it's dope we have an LGBTQ center, but we still don't have a place for adults to go and relax and have drinks with other queer people.
Yeah, we need like a...
We don't even get a queer night at a bar anywhere.
No, not here.
Like, God forbid we got anything. Oh, no, girl. It's just we haven't smoked. We're going to smoke and... If this gets pulled down from Facebook, we are sorry, Facebookers, but...
I took you off your topic. No, you didn't, girl. No. He's just talking. Anyways, no, I am just talking. We're going to be talking about spirit guides.
Get you off the old wrinkly balls pics, though.
Never wrinkly ball.
Never.
If you have the balls, order Manscaped's Ooh. Lawnmower Razor. It is the greatest... fucking trimmer I've ever bought. I've gone through a few. It comes in a box that says your balls will thank you. That's hanging over my bed. Absolutely love it. But it also comes with a deodorant for your balls, which is fucking great. It's like a cooling deodorant, and then they have a spray too. It was only like maybe 40 or 60 bucks, but it was a great investment.
Okay, to Paige, I don't get uncomfortable if somebody asks me like what I'd like to be referred to as.
Oh, yes, bring on the questions.
Like, that doesn't make me upset at all. Like, because there was this kid that I was working with at one point in time, and he came up and he asked, what are your pronouns? Because they want to know. I just want to make sure. Because some people, they'll, like, get a hint of my T, and I'm not just unclockable all the time.
Elliot with two?
Not Elliot with two. They'll get a hint of my T, and they'll come, they'll be like, hey, so what do you like to be called? What do you like to be called? What do you prefer? And I'm like, I'm a woman. I'm the she. Like, she, her. Like, I don't mind that because it's just like, oh, that's great. Like, you're accepting the fact that I am a trans woman and you're, like, giving me the opportunity to give you my
right,
my preferred pronouns before you fuck up.
And it's okay to ask. Like, I've never been around a situation where somebody got offended for being asked. Uh-huh. But I know that's probably been situations that's happened. So it's a two-way street. Like, you shouldn't be offended if someone's asking. They're just trying to be polite. But if they continue to use a wrong pronoun after that, then you beat the ass.
Then I'm going to beat the ass right there. Yeah.
But I've even had, like, when we worked at the same jobs, I've had coworkers come up to me and ask me what your pronouns were because they were too afraid. But I was very touched that they were not concerned enough, but they wanted to make sure they were getting it right.
Yeah.
And they didn't want to offend you, and they knew they could come ask me, which I thought, and I told you about it right after it happened.
Either way, but I appreciate it.
Yeah. And Elaine was the sweetest. Shout out to Elaine at the Lob. I do miss some of the staff at the Lob since we left,
We left.
Yeah. Okay, so spoiler alert, and any of the Lob fam that ever sees this or watches this, the day I left, I quit. Tommy and I were talking about it all day about leaving together.
We were supposed to quit together.
We had a pact, and the situation that made me want to like fully pull the trigger happened, and I walked back to her, and she said, I said, all right, this is it. I'm leaving, like, for good. I'm not coming back. Like, and she said, well, I just got to do this, and then I'll be out in just like an hour or two. I was like, you fucking bitch. So now I have to do this by myself.
So he walked out on his own.
I did. I cashed out. Steve was very mad.
They were like, are you coming back to your next shift? I was like, no.
No. I'm so sorry. Hey, Ashley. Welcome to the pod. Do you know who Ashley is?
Ashley who?
Paschel.
Yeah, I do.
Oh, good, good. Sorry, we posted everywhere,
it's
okay,
it's not popping up on my thing, but it's okay.
Oh, that's so weird. Oh, maybe it's because I'm on the podcast Facebook. Oh, okay. So yeah. Welcome to the pod. Yeah. Feel free. Tommy is a full beauty queen. Ooh.
Okay, so I have been listening to Sonya Choquette.
Mm-hmm.
And okay, if anything you get out of this,
spell your last name.
Choquette. C H O Q U E T T.
Get it, bitch. I don't know if that's right, but
it sure is.
I just love doing that.
So she is a intuitive healer and intuitive guide.
Is there something else I can help with?
Oh my god, Siri just went off. That is fucking hilarious.
Okay, so I have a HomePod, and we must have said something that was similar to that name, so thank you, Siri.
Thank you, Siri. Anyway, so Sonya Choquette, she's these books. She's an intuitive healer. She basically goes through all of this stuff with you, helps you like get in touch with your spirit guides, but mostly she's been like uses like these three methods, and mm-hmm. it's always meditation, imagination, and intuition. And she's got like three different kind of manifesting books. She's got like more than 20 books in several different languages. Really world-renowned person.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I was listening to her today, and the conversation of spirit guides was in the book and whatever, and she talks about your personal spirit
mm-hmm.
and how like you are separate from your spirit in your ego.
Okay.
So like you have a childlike spirit
mm-hmm.
but your ego is not that.
Oh, me personally?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, shots fired. Yeah. Bang bang. Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so it's like what feeds your spirit, like so like I wrote, like, a warm cup of coffee, like, always makes me feel good. Music. Dancing. Like, that is the kind of thing that, like, it's more of, like...
Those things are hard for me to, like, do. Not the activities, but, like, coming up with those answers. Those are things that, like, it's very hard for me to do. When you want me to talk about myself on paper...
You're fairly intellectual and you don't want it to be the wrong answer, but it's not.
Well, shots fired again. Thank you so much. I'm appreciating all the shots being fired.
But basically, it was my spirit.
Period, Cynthia. That is what fills my soul.
That's what fills my soul right there.
Mm-hmm. It's filling my soul right now as we speak. Ready, listen.
Anyway, so it was like, what feeds your spirit? When do you feel your spirit is brought out? And I wrote down performing. I wrote down dancing. And I just... I really am feeling these whole spirit guide vibes.
You give your spirit guide a name.
So basically, you're supposed... She talks about consulting her spirit and how her mom, at a very young age, instead of her asking her mom something, so she would go to her mom and be like, oh, and I have a problem with this, and I want to know what you think.
Right.
She said, well, what is your... Her mom would tell her, what does your spirit say? And have her daughter go inward before she asked her. And that's like... That's kind of like revolutionary for me to like to ask your kid, what do you think? What does your spirit tell you? To like really get your kid, like to get yourself in tune and to like basically raise a child in that intuitive kind of like environment. Like I vibe with that. Anyway, so I'm just like, she's always saw her spirit separate as her ego.
Okay.
So she's always like talked to her own spirit as if it's like this separate part of her. That she can, like, commune with. So she, like, has you name it, has you, like, kind of talk about, like, what properties it has and whatnot.
So you just full-on give this, like, a character, like a TV show character.
Because it's who you are. Like, at a soul level, that's who you are. When you
I don't know if I could ever get down to that level, I'm just saying.
I know.
Yeah.
It's a whole
thing. Sad. It's super sad that I can't get down to that level. I just don't think I can have a breakthrough in my mind.
You're very intellectual.
I think that would possibly just, like, break me and then send me to the mental ward. Be a fun trip.
Be a fun trip. Be a great trip.
But, yeah. My name is Andrew Bowman Rowe, if you're referencing me. I am the co-host of the Are You Feeling It podcast. You can find us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, TuneIn, anywhere you stream podcasts. All of my socials is at Andrew Bowman Rowe. If you're not talking about me, that's still all my socials. Thank you so much. Okay, so anyway, so did you give yours a name?
I did give mine a name.
Okay.
And it's like this... It's just a weird, it's like Win, like the beginning of Winnie the Pooh, or like okay. Winnie, it's just like Win, W-H-I-N-N.
Okay.
I just thought it was cute, it just came to my mind, but she's like, anytime you can change it, it doesn't change who that, like, spirit is, but, like, the more you acknowledge that spirit.
I would name mine Or. I would name mine Or.
Or?
Yeah. It's short for Eeyore.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
So you name your spirit, and you talk to it every day, and you commune with it. But earlier today, I was on the couch, and I'm smoking, and I'm listening to this book.
Yeah.
Talking about all this stuff, so I'm writing this stuff down, and I start to, like, I ask my spirits to come forth, like, my spirit guides, whatever. I have a few that I work with, and they came forth with this woman with short, strawberry blondish hair, yellow flowered shirt on. Just kind of, like, came in like a ray of light. She was very
like beautiful. A fucking wrecking ball.
And she was beautiful. And I asked my boyfriend, because, like, something in me told me to ask him what the color yellow represented for him. And he really was like,
thank you so much, Cynthia. I appreciate you. We can share. Because I think you're delayed.
Maybe a little bit.
Yeah.
But anyway, so I asked him what it meant to him, and he... talking about this dog, and then I was like, did your grandma ever wear, like, flower, like, yellow shirts or flower shirts? He's like, yeah, she used to all the time. And then we went on, well, because I said yellow, and then he said with flowers on it, and I, like, I seen the flowers on it, so it, like, it gave me that kind of, like, oh, like, okay, so this is, like, a thing. And, I don't know, as I love when a new spirit comes to me, and it's, like, somebody who is... like one of my friend's loved ones that way, or my friends are like my boyfriend, you know, this is really nice to be able to be like, hey, so your grandma's here. She'd like to say, hey, bitch.
I think just,
not what she wanted to say,
just spitballing here. So stay with me.
Okay.
I think my spirit guide, if I would have to break it down, would be like a guy. Gay, obviously.
Yeah, obviously.
Yeah.
That's
what you mean. Picture either a 1950s or 1920s suit.
Okay.
Businessman.
A businessman, but
really gay. Fashion. But it's 2021.
Okay.
So he's stressed the fuck out and about his business and about his bag and about his bread.
About the business, about his bread.
So, and he's stressed all the time.
Well,
that's my guy.
There, okay, yeah. So there's different kinds of spirits.
His name's Or.
Or. And there's your runner guides, which I always send my runner guides out.
If I'm not a runner.
If I need a parking spot, if I need to find something in the grocery store, I needed to find something in the grocery store today.
Mm-hmm.
And I found it, and it was the last one. And I'm like, that's my runner guide.
So you ruined someone's day probably 20 minutes later.
I had a great time. But, but it's like you send your runner guides out to get you a nice parking spot, get you put into first class.
Right.
Like, you know, all this kind of shit. And it's just the more you thank the spirits that are around you, that mm-hmm. you acknowledge and whatever, the more you're going to get out of your manifestation.
Right.
And that's just all I've been seeing lately. Like the DoorDash that I'm doing. I just got a couple new clients for readings. If you want a tarot reading, hit me up.
Shameless plug. Get it.
Plug. You want a tarot reading? They're only $10 a tarot reading. We can do several readings if you would like. It's $10 for a 30-minute slot. If you want to do another 30 minutes, we'll just throw it under the $10. Don't worry about it. And then I also do meditations and stuff like that. So if you want to get in tune with your spirit guide, you want to know who your spirit guide is, I can help you find that.
Period.
A period.
I'll think of something to plug later. I don't have much to plug besides work, and I'll do that again later.
Yeah.
And I'll think of something else. But, so I want to take this same topic, and then we'll get to this in a second.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to take this in a different direction. You and I both do suffer from, like, anxiety.
Hella anxiety.
Right. I don't think I dip into the depression. I know they're kind of linked, but I really don't ever think I was a depressed person. I've just always been a very anxious person.
Yeah.
Anxious to the point where, like, freaked out, but that's my overthinking brain, too.
Yeah, overthinking a lot. I was super anxious, like,
yeah.
as a teenager, as a kid. In my early 20s, that's when I started to calm back down. I'm, like, still an anxious person.
Yeah.
But
I want to get there, but... And we're both not on
antidepressants
or anti-anxiety pills at all. My question to you, and then we'll get back to more of this. My one question that I had was, do you think you would be as into and as developed into your like intuition and your spiritual journey if you were properly medicated by what a doctor said, like a Western medicine doctor?
No. And I'll tell you why.
Yeah. Tell me why. Why, Blanche? Why don't you like going to the doctor?
So you see these people like Sonia Choquette. Not Sonia, but like the Long Island medium. So she's Grace, the Long Island medium. Before she was fully a medium, she was anxious as fuck.
Right.
Like she had an anxious life. She would have anxious, like panic attacks, all this other stuff. And when she learned to like calm down and breathe and started working with spiritual teachers, and I'm started working with spiritual teachers myself, and I'm starting to go into getting classes for spiritual teaching.
Right.
She noticed that she had this gift, this ability to talk to spirit. And as much as people say that's staged, like, it's very realistic for a psychic person to be a very anxious person.
Right.
Like,
especially if they don't know what's going on.
Empaths are very anxious people.
Right.
Especially when they're in big... I have a problem being in big groups of people.
Right.
And especially if I'm just alone and mm-hmm. there's no, like, focal point.
Right.
So I was at Cedar Point 1 year, and this is the first anxiety attack I had ever had. I walked away to go to the bathroom, and everybody had, like, walked away.
Yeah.
And I was just there, and, like, the anxiety kicked in because I was in the middle of a walkway. Everybody's coming at me or which direction.
Right, right. That is an awkward situation to be in, first of all, but...
But it's just having everybody else's emotions around you, you kind of just suck that in, and it's just, it brings on so much anxiety.
Right. I don't think... I wouldn't believe you would be as far into your spiritual journey if you were on Western medicine.
The medicine, yeah.
Yeah, just... I just, because I didn't like being on it. My personal journey with it, I took like maybe 3 different kinds and I didn't vibe with any of them. I didn't love the experience. It didn't really, I didn't feel better.
That's what like.
But then I found weed.
Yeah, doing the marijuana.
Yeah.
And then
because back then I wasn't a full stoner. I was more of a drinker.
Yeah, I was a bit of a drinker back then.
Yeah, so obviously I was anxious and shit.
Depressed as fuck.
But when I started sitting down and meeting people who were, like, more stoners and I started smoking more, I was like...
This is chill. We're chilling.
I don't need more. It chilled me out, really, a lot. But in the sense of, like, chilling as in sitting and, like, just hanging out and not being always on the go, but it also chilled out my mind.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it made me be able to flow better in a conversation because I wasn't so anxious.
Overthinking.
Yeah, I wasn't thinking. I wasn't, because I'm a person that, I used to be a person where I was thinking of what you were going to say as you were saying it, so I could already have my answer. It's awful. That's how my brain works. I mean, not anymore. I found different ways to cope, not cope, but like stop doing that. Weed is one of them.
Yeah.
But also really, I did a lot of dance helps because dance, there's certain, like in a pirouette, you have to, on your turning leg, you have to really put your whole weight in balance on that one leg. So you have to feel like you're pushing down when you're turning, but also lifting your stomach up or your chest up.
So
it's a grounding thing for me now. Okay. So there are some times where I'll put my foot. Like, I was just kind of doing it. I put my foot like this, and I'm putting my lower half's full weight on just my turning foot. Even though I'm not turning, this is my turning foot. I'm putting it all there so I can ground myself to not be thinking ahead and just be in that moment.
And see, that's my breathing. Like,
I have my watch tells me to breathe, and it pisses me off. Yeah.
When I exhale, that just... A couple times of that, just hearing your own voice and hearing your own vibration in a way, like, just kind of like sweeps the thoughts under the rug.
Right. So Facebook Live people, do you have any, first of all, are we all not alone in saying that we have anxiety and depression? And also, do y'all have coping mechanisms to help either your anxiety or depression, or to either like ground yourself in those moments, you know? And also to the podcast, because we can't forget, we are still recording the podcast. So our podcast listeners, hit us up on our social media and let us know the same questions and the same answers. But yeah, so weed makes you also creative.
Weed makes as you well. Really creative. I love to be creative. Mm-hmm. As a little kid, I always wanted to like keep my imagination.
Absolutely.
Adults didn't have the imagination anymore.
No. I feel like it's a generational thing. I think the Gen Xers lost their dreams at some point.
But I always wanted to keep my imagination and my creativity, so I was just like, let's keep it up. But so I smoke a little weed and do a little art, make a little music.
Do a little dance. Get down tonight. Why do we always bust out in song at least one time during this fucking podcast?
A little dance.
Don't sing RuPaul's song because she's a fan of the pod. Speak that shit into existence. It's gonna come true one day. We'll be on what's the tea?
What's the tea?
We really need to dive into that podcast groups we're in and see if anyone wants to collab. We need to. How would y'all feel about doing a collab? Does anyone? Ooh, cool idea. We have 5 people, maybe less, depending on how this works. But if anyone has questions, either shoot us a question or anything.
If you need
advice, or maybe can't you like connect and do a FaceTime with people?
We could do a FaceTime.
Yeah. Video. I don't know. Shoot us a message on here. There's a few of you listening.
Yeah.
And share it.
Please share. Yeah. We are living this fantasy.
It's been a great time. The cards.
Okay, so I did pull some cards. And I have the Lovers, which is maybe some people are getting into relationships right now. Or...
Shots fired this whole episode, bitch.
Okay, whatever. Getting into relationships right now. But there is a change coming. So
I am changing,
and then a rebirth.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that leads into new love or a new relationship or something like that.
Uh huh.
But you, who out there,
however you receive this message, before we continue, we're doing a reading.
Doing a tarot reading
on Facebook Live and on the podcast, and I've seen this done before and I really enjoyed this reading is meant for whoever needs to hear it,
if you don't vibe with it,
just say thank you and release that energy, because you don't want to accept that and take on the things that you don't need in this time because they're not relevant to you. So you just say thank you and just listen and move on. So I just wanted to put that little disclaimer in there.
So whoever I think this is for, they got some moving on to do. The last time I did a reading, this is a little off topic. Let me throw you back.
Okay.
Last time I did a reading, I did it on my Facebook Live, pulled some cards, whatever. And then somebody from my Facebook Live came and did a reading with me. And some of the cards that I pulled in the Facebook Live ended up showing up in the reading that I did with her. And I was like, so this message definitely was for you. okay, so you're going your own way, and things are weighing on you, but it's your responsibilities that are weighing on you right now.
Mm-hmm.
But there is going to be a death is what it is, but it's more of a rebirth. And a change of the way that you think and feel.
Okay.
Watch out, people may be spreading some rumors behind your back.
Rumor has it.
Don't let that happen. It is Pisces season, so the moon card did come out.
Ooh.
But then you have the Hierophant, which is your tradition.
What is your moon sign?
My moon sign is Aquarius.
Ew.
So
sorry.
My feelings are very sporadic.
Uh-huh. Mine's Gemini. Mine's not that much better than yours.
No.
No.
I don't know how I feel.
Period.
So good things are coming, but you have to realize that it's your choice to make these decisions. It's your choice to make your reality. And the positivity that you think about yourself, others will see that and others will enjoy you more. And enjoy your manifestation. Others will see that manifesting power in you because of the way that you exude personal confidence.
Yeah, period. Sorry, I'm multitasking. So, Cynthia Pickles, love the name. I cannot get over it. Is Team Aquarius baby. What day and what month are you born? That will determine the type of Aquarius I believe you are.
Are you a February or are you a January Aquarius?
And if, yeah, and where do you lie? And so, I'm a Virgo.
Mm-hmm.
September 18th, 92, a best year.
It's just my birthday.
And I'm a Virgo with a Gemini moon and a Scorpio rising.
I am a Pisces with a Scorpio rising and an Aquarius moon.
January 3rd. All right, you chill. Okay. I can fuck with the January Aquarius. I just don't fuck with the February Aquarius. No. But I think...
That was a
weird-ass. And babe, also, I believe one of your relatives also is a February Aquarius. And I do apologize, but I said what I said, and I stand by it.
I said what I said.
You don't understand that at all. Listen, there's a difference between January Aquariuses and February Aquarius. The
just like
way...
there's a difference between February Pisces and March Pisces. March Pisces are so much closer to the Aries sign.
Yeah.
Much more fiery and determined
right.
and straightforward people.
I only think there are a handful, maybe just a slim few signs that no matter where they fall, you're going to get the same.
And that is
for the majority of times. It's a Gemini, it's a Virgo, it's a Taurus, and it's an Aries.
I feel like June Geminis are the same as...
Geminis are Geminis.
Geminis.
One of my best friends is a Gemini, and...
the Geminis.
Yeah. I also don't fuck with Tauruses, so... I do like me a Sag. How do you feel about a Sag?
A Sages are fun.
Mm-hmm. My work wife is a Sag. My boyfriend is a Sag.
Sages have always been good conversation for me. We always have a good conversation.
Okay, so you can do it online, but if you have iPhone, I don't know if Android has it yet. You can download this app called CoStar. You just need to know where you were born, the time you were born, and then obviously your birthday. And it breaks down.
It's called CoStar.
Yeah.
CoStar.
Yep.
And it's on Android and it's on Apple.
Oh, it's on Android now?
It is on both.
Oh, okay. Yes. Bet. So you put all that information in. It's based on your star sign and everything.
Full chart.
Yep. So everyone has a rising sign, a moon sign, and a sun sign.
So basically, wherever the planets were in their placements when you were born, that is what your signs are, and that's what determines your love life, your motivation, your your communication, your feelings, how you come off to others, and then how you are with yourself. It's a whole, there's layers upon layer upon layers. I could do it. A whole episode about astrology.
Yeah, no, it is a, it's a great app. I called my mama at like midnight drunk. I was like, what time was I born?
Yes, team iPhone.
Team iPhone. Geminis, that is the thing about them, is if you find a good Gemini, you're going to love them to death, but then you're also going to hate them at the same time. Well, you're going to go... You have a two people too. You got two fishes.
I'm two fishes. We not really arguing. We just kind of like...
I'm a virgin, so...
Yeah, you're just a Vestal Virgin. Yeah. Never have I ever met a Virgo. The Virgos are supposed to be the Vestal Virgin. That is a Vestal Virgin.
Right here. I'm a virgin.
Okay,
a hoe.
I'm just kidding.
Wow. Are you going to throw shots at me all fucking podcast?
I didn't mean it like that.
Shit, I might have to look at that. Girl, it gets deep. And it also, it does compatibility too, if I'm correct. And like... Like daily horoscope shit.
Oh, yeah, it does do compatibility. So if you have other people on your Facebook or linked up to where you have them on your CoStar, if you have their phone number and they have CoStar, it'll automatically link it up. But you can check your compatibility with other people in other signs.
Yeah, I knew it was your mama, babe. Yeah, she is an exception. I even have a brother that's a February Aquarius, and I don't fuck with him. I don't fuck with a Taurus either.
My brother's a January Aquarius, and he a weirdo.
You can either have a weird Aquarius, but that's a January. They're the weird ones. The February ones have anger issues.
Do they?
Oh, yeah. Multi-personality disorder? Oh, yeah. They bend in that water in too many ways in their head.
They don't let the water come off.
Listen, we need, when COVID's over, or I hate saying that, but whenever things are, when we can have more people to hang out. Yeah, we should. I did this in college. We should do a zodiac themed party where you dress as your zodiac sign.
That would be really cute.
Yeah, I'll throw the picture up on the Instagram and Twitter of it. But because I dress like a nerd, like I dress like a virgin, it was super fun. How do you feel about giving me a quick reading? You know, I never do this.
Oh my god, you're gonna do a reading on Facebook?
Yeah, might as well. Clout chasing. Listen, how do we feel about the set too, fam? Like, this was all thrown together tonight.
I really love this.
Are we feeling it?
Are you feeling
it? I feel like we don't say our title or our tagline a lot. So we have, but first tea, because we're gay and we're spilling tea. So the premise of this show, just for our Facebook Live people, is we are two Midwestern LGBTQ people.
Communities.
And... we don't think there's enough representation of actually, you hear all the time people on the media talking about what the middle of the country thinks and feels when you're sitting in your New York penthouses or your California houses. Like, I've lived in California before, but like, you don't know what it's like. So,
thank you.
We need to have the representation out there. And what better way than our voice? To do that, I think the only show that was able to show a Midwestern viewpoint correctly was, unfortunately, Roseanne, just because she's now canceled. But I mean, the show was great. I have to continue with the Connors. Thank you. You can get it at Walmart for $15. So this is also our little. Are you feeling it? This I got from one of my mother's exes.
It's a little blurry, but it's a booty.
It'll be uploaded on the social, but it is a booty. It hangs right by our door so people can kiss our ass on the way out. I don't know whose booty it is, but it's put in a frame. And then the globe, because we are taking over the podcast world by the globe. The only country we are not streaming in is Africa. Yep. So I'm just waiting on my friend Dalton. Shout out to Dalton. He's on a mission trip. Out there, they had an election over there, and they've cut out the internet and everything from the population. It's crazy over there.
Whoa.
He said once he gets internet again, he'll stream it.
Okay, do you want to break this into three piles and kind of like set your intent?
Yeah.
What is your intention for this? Just say it in your head. You don't have to tell nobody. Don't tell nobody.
What about Shameless? Okay, my intent. Can I have two or just one?
Whatever.
This is the Virgo thing about me.
It's whatever you want it to be.
Okay.
It doesn't have to be, there's no lines or variables into it. Just whatever you want to know about, just kind of throw it out there. And then just split the deck into three piles when you're feeling it.
Do I move this?
Oh, yeah. I'm going to take this.
Okay. Okay. You said three?
Just three little piles. Okay. Three whatever piles. It doesn't matter.
Do you shuffle these after?
No.
You just pull from the top? So can I move these around as I see?
I'm going to go.
Oh, okay.
So what I'll
this,
do...
I'm so sorry. This is me like, what is next? What is next?
So from what I'll do from here is I'll ask my spirits where they think the mm-hmm. cards should go. And in my mind, an image happens where, like, the cards move on their own.
Right.
So right now, I'm seeing this going here and this kind of, like, flipping. Uh-huh.
And I would say Shameless Babe for Midwestern representation, but I just think that that show is, like, to the extreme, in just my personal opinion.
Okay, so we have a Two of Cups, mm-hmm. which is a new relationship. I think these are flipped the wrong way. They definitely are. Oh. Okay, so we got a new relationship.
My life flipped the wrong way.
We have Five of Swords, which can be somebody talking behind your back. Or
cool.
Yeah, or somebody stealing from you, maybe stealing your energy. Mm-hmm. You're also feeling this kind of loss in general.
Right.
It's just a loss of what you value, but there's two fives. I mean, that's a couple of fives. The Eight of Staffs, you have a new motivation. You've got shit that you got to do.
Okay.
You get in your bag.
Get in my bag.
Coins.
Okay.
You have things that you need to do. And you are open for new emotional value. You're open for something new emotionally. This is what this Ace of Cups is.
Okay.
Your cup runneth over.
Runneth over, never dry.
Your cup runneth over. Remember to give back to the people who gave to you. Remember to be charitable in the things that you value. Spread the word of the things that you value.
Right.
Judgment.
Mm-hmm.
You are going to be feeling some judgment. That is also the Libra card.
That's my mama.
The Ace of Staffs. So when you do go your own way, mm-hmm. you're going to have to realize that not everybody is going to like that. But that is your path. Mm-hmm. You have two aces. You have new emotional things happening and new just willful things happening. You're feeling good about it.
Yeah.
The King of Coins. So not only the Queen of Coins, but the King of Coins. You get in your bag. You feeling financially good.
Period. That's all I need going into my 30s.
Stimulus check right there.
There better be more than one stimulus check right there. You listen, Biden and Kamala.
Okay.
I voted for you.
We got the Four of Swords.
Uh-huh. I got the Swords.
And the Three of Swords.
Oh.
So these are communication things.
I'm big on that.
Eight of Cups, you're feeling good. And mm-hmm. maybe the Two of Swords.
Why do I have all the Swords? Can you explain that to me?
Okay. So, Swords are...
Because I got 5, 4, 3, 2. What's next? One and I'm dead?
Thinking and communicating.
Here we go. So
the Five of Swords is somebody talking behind your back or somebody... calling you out your name, somebody stealing from you in a energetic thinking and feeling way.
Cool.
the Four of Swords is your appreciation of your hard labor, your appreciation of yourself. The Three of Swords is heartbreak.
Okay.
So I feel like what you've overcome is now coming into play.
Mm-hmm.
And you no longer have to, like, shield yourself from what you think is the... You know, you don't have to, like, cover your eyes and be like, nah, I don't want to feel that. I don't want to feel that. It just is what it is at this
okay.
point. And you are accepting all emotional responsibility. You get in that bag, bitch. I'm so excited.
That's the one I was most excited to hear about. That was half of my question.
I like that.
Yeah, that's great. Because we had that conversation earlier.
Yeah. You got a lot of coins cards, so you was feeling bad, but you in a good place now.
So make sure to help me get my bag. You like, subscribe, and share this podcast. Okay, so that was cute. I enjoyed that. It wasn't as not offensive to you, but cringy for myself, because you know how I get with that situation. So I was happy with that. But so what I want to ask you, what would be your one takeaway for
what's your
this?
Cash app?
Fuck if I know.
I'm just going to write some cash.
If you would like to tip us, because we got what, about
30? I'm about to tag it.
We got about, we can do about 30 more minutes?
Maybe.
Yeah. We're flowing. I got questions. Oh, we got a face ID.
Get your face over there.
Oh, I went to Credit Karma.
You went to Credit Karma.
Fair.
Jesus, Lord have mercy.
Well, I saw the C, and I was like, oh, Cash App, but the
yeah, is he blind? It is what it is.
Yeah. I got 9 cents in that account. Cool.
Ooh.
It is Bowman Row. Capital B, capital M. I cannot wait to finalize changing my last name. Oh, I'm so excited. Yeah. Yes.
How do you pin it? Oh, right there. Okay, so I pinned our Cash App information at the bottom. If you'd like to tip us, we're just talking shit.
Yeah. And our podcast listeners, our Cash Apps are... Normant Tommy, NORMENTOMI, and Bo Monroe, BOMONROE. Feel free to tip a bitch in the panorama.
And if you need a reading, hit me up at Tommy Lee Lights on Facebook, yes. Insta, TikTok.
Yes.
All that shit.
So, what do you think your biggest takeaway of this last week has been? Like, what's the one thing that you've taken away most?
Of this last week?
Yeah.
That I need to remain positive even when the situation looks more bleak.
Okay.
Because what I need to do is just realize that the universe is working with me.
Mm-hmm.
And that it's going to take a few of these, like, hard-hitting moments for me to come up with my come up.
Mm-hmm. The come up is long, but it's real. The
manifestation takes a little bit of patience.
Yes.
But I have to be curious for what the universe is going to bring me and excited to right. accept it. Like, excited right. to what's next? Like, I want right. to know.
I want to pin this. Ashley, she said, do you see the comment?
Uh huh. Never had a tarot reading.
Yep. I am very. I'm not freaked out about it, but the way my mind personally works is it's just a place that, and it's my boyfriend can attest to my mind not being able to go places. It's just a place in my mind can't go to and fully, cause I can't understand it. Mm-hmm. And so it frustrates my brain. And so I'm not enjoying it. I'm not in the moment.
Yeah. Okay.
And so, but if you're more on the freaked out side, I would just say it's more of a positive. In my eyes, it's a positive experience because these are things that you might need to hear. And you were just waiting for that.
It's not.
Some that you're waiting for that reading to give you that nudge in what you've always known.
The push in the right direction.
Yeah, you've known it. You're just waiting for that confirmation.
I like it because it gives you a possible outcome.
Right.
None of the outcomes are set in stone.
Right.
But if you see this for yourself, you can always change it. If you know that something in your life is happening this way, you can always, you know, change it for yourself. Especially if you got a heads up.
right.
So I like to have a nice heads up every once in a while.
Right. But I feel what you mean by freaked out, because I'm a person that, and we've talked about this too, I don't enjoy scary things. I don't enjoy scary movies.
Yeah.
And it's just because I do have a childish personality in that aspect, and I don't like to go that dark of a...
Childlike spirit.
Yeah, I just don't like to go that dark of an area. It's not something I get stressed out. Yeah. Like, even, like, in the old Law & Order, like, the younger generation of Law & Order SVU, the first 10 minutes when they're doing the actual crime was like super hard. Yeah. I blame Resident Evil on that, too. That fucked me up as a child. I think my biggest takeaway so far this week is... I think there's a few things. There's like, I need to be more understanding.
Mm-hmm.
And I need to give myself time to process more before I speak.
Okay.
I know I have an issue with that.
I do too. I get a little mouthy and right off the cuff.
But I also don't want to feel like I'm being a bitch realistically. Like, I super don't want to be submissive. And if I'm talking, and I'm more talking about, like, in a work environment,
uh-huh.
like, because I'm about my money and I'm about my business.
You don't want to come off as like the cowering down kind of person.
Yeah, I
kind of like, this is my business.
I'm, what I'm doing. Yeah, I'm standing my ground. I know how to do my job. I know how to do my business. I mean, there's nothing bad going on at work. I love my job. I love the people I work with.
Yeah.
The misunderstandings here and there, but they're going to happen. But other things in my life aspect of like being more understanding, being able to think before speaking about something sometimes. And also, as much as I am pretty well versed at like communicating and putting my feelings out there about things, like today, and this is more a work thing. Today, my boss was going over goals or the things from last month, breaking it down. And like, so my new coworker's there and she started halfway through the month. And some of hers were like, some of her categories were better than mine. And I ask questions so I can understand the not the category, but like how it broke down.
Uh-huh.
And like just making sure, like I'm just making sure I'm verifying. But then he would like pause. And I enjoyed my boss because he would pause and he would like re-break it down in a more like uplifting, like hoorah way. And I think he was thinking I was mad at him or I was mad at the results. When I'm not mad, it's just when I see my results side by side with someone, I want to understand it so I know where the areas I need to fix, because I'm competitive. So I'm not competitive against her. Like, I need to take this girl down.
You're competitive with yourself.
I'm competitive with myself, because if she's at this, then I should be at this, because that means we're both going to make more money. Like, I'm just competitive with myself. I'm here to make the most money I can.
Yeah.
But I think the way that it was coming off to him, he was thinking I was frustrated or mad.
Mm-hmm.
And so I kind of felt that vibe after the situation. And so I was like, I need to be better at communicating those things to people who don't fully know who I am as a person yet.
To come off a little more authentic.
Yeah. Well, I wouldn't say authentic.
Like,
because I'm authentic in the moment.
You're just taking in the information. You just
yeah,
know.
Yeah. Just until I get to know everyone better, and they know.
You just don't want
to
sound like a bitch.
Yeah, I'm just trying to understand, and it's that fucking mindset I have of trying to be. Yeah, I lost my thought, but Ashley said yes. That's me exactly. Exactly as in scary movie, or exactly as in like the tarot reading.
Tarot reading, probably.
Okay. Yeah. No, I get made fun of a lot because I'm a bitch at scary movies. Like hardcore.
Hardcore bitch.
But I love Halloween. I love the spirit of Halloween. Like spooky season. I love the spooky season. I'm a basic white bitch and I give no fucks about it. Like, fall is when I thrive, bitch. I am too pale for summer loving. Like, yeah. I will burn the fuck like Larry the Lobster. When fall comes around, flannels, scarves, boots, pumpkins. That's my shit. That is my Super Bowl. And so, like, right now, spring's all right. I love being able to be outside.
I love spring because it's, like, my birthday season.
I just hate the cold every season.
I like the wind and, like, everything just coming back to life. It feels good to just look outside and see something beautiful again.
Right. Cynthia said the same thing. She said, same, everyone thinks I lack communication and take offense when it's not even like that. No, period. It's just, like, I think we're so trying not to offend people or something, or people that overthink it when we're just doing our own processes.
Chilling.
So I think everyone needs to be able to take a step back in some conversations, go back to like the grounding thing, and make sure that you're being authentic in the conversation,
that you're
and communicating what you're actually feeling instead of just going through the motions of how you feel.
For me, that is the struggle of ego and spirit. Like, that
is explain.
So a lot of the times, I'll just, because I, in my ego, I'm a very blunt person. I come off very rude sometimes. Like, I'm that friend where somebody comes and asks me, does this look cute? And instead of doing the nice thing and being like, oh, honey, no, that doesn't really look good. Maybe we should change. I mean, like, ugh, bitch, that's fucking gross.
That's why I
like,
love you, though.
That's
why I love you.
And so sometimes I have to come back from that and be like, hold up. You should have said the next thing. But I'm already like, ugh. Why you even put that on, though? Did you even think to walk out here? You'd be like, well, walking out the door. You leaving a nap?
Oh, you're going to be that. Your poor boyfriend.
You wearing that?
You weren't at. I said, get ready. I said, dress nice. Has anybody ever told you that? What? Like, on a date, like, you're about to leave and they're like, you're wearing that. Has anyone ever pulled that on you?
No, bitch, fuck. I punched you in the throat.
I swear to God, I would straight dog walk somebody if they did that. I'd be like, uh-uh. Ain't nobody fine enough to tell me you wearing that.
I look cute. You ain't got to tell me shit.
Right, right. Maybe you should have specified the occasion a little more besides wear something nice. This is nice.
These are my nice sweatpants. What you mean?
People do have no common sense these days. I don't know.
You just gotta be like that.
I don't know. There's things at work and I can't talk about it on the pod yet. It's just, there's things that, I don't know. I love my job. Like I said, I'm super happy with like how things are going. I love my boss. I love the people I work with. It's the miscommunications that I myself, you know, when there's a miscommunication and somebody might accidentally, I put accidentally in quotations, talk sideways or maybe overstep.
It just sounds a little.
Yeah.
They got a little cockeyed.
Yeah, they throw a little shade and they don't understand that I'm a full fucking tree and I just cast all the shade.
That's not an umbrella. That's not even a beach umbrella.
Yeah.
That's a tree.
Right. It's a whole ass tree. Which, that was my first ever acting role. I played a stump in the fifth grade play.
Did not.
I did a stump with the P. But yeah, so it stump. But so I'm really trying to work because, you know, I'm an off the cuff type of bitch. Like, yeah. I was saying earlier, I say what I say and I mean what I say.
I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna say what I say.
And I can't.
That's on you. I'm sorry.
I can't do that because I am new. I mean, I can do that, but
you can't do that. You're kind of like testing your boundaries there.
Yeah, yeah, and like, yeah. So it's just people needing to understand my department and how it works and. Just people, yeah. But it's working. It's great. We're doing great. I'm going to plug it now. If you do,
go ahead and plug that shit.
If you are looking to get into a vehicle, either pre-owned or new, if you're looking to lease, we have financing options from low credit to bad credit to excellent credit. We have the lowest interest rates going on right now at 1.99% with qualifying credit. It is truck month, so if you're looking for a Ram, we do have Rams. I've seen some hella deals, and like, I'm gonna be honest, the inventory everywhere is low. So if you are in the market, especially with the stimulus coming, if you were like waiting on it to get a vehicle, with the market the way it is right now, things are moving fast and not coming in as fast. So everywhere, it doesn't matter what brand, it's low inventory. So we want to get you in. And then we're giving top dollar on trade-in values because we're trying to bring back that inventory we lost over having like the COVID crisis and then the deep freeze in Texas, which slowed everything down. So we're giving more on trade-ins. So we can make our inventory bigger and have more to sell. So you're getting a better deal on your car because we're in need. So we're trying to help all the way around. So I'm at Extreme Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, and Ram. If you need anything, just shoot me a DM, shoot me a text if you have my number. I got you.
Where the money resides.
Yes, so all them goals, the baby.
Yes.
So you're on this mission to just be a boss bitch for yourself.
I am starting my own company. Starting my own business. It is going to be a metaphysical, spiritual healing experience.
Right.
And
we kind of talked about it on maybe the last podcast or two podcasts ago.
But I am reading tarot cards and I'm doing it professionally now. So if you need a tarot card reading right now, I'm only doing them for $10 and these are virtual tarot readings.
Yes.
$10 for a half an hour slot. So we will either do it on Facebook or Zoom or whatever you prefer, whatever's good for you. I can do Cash App or Facebook Pay. So I just recently set up my Facebook Pay.
I never knew Facebook had Pay.
Yes, Facebook.
That's fucking crazy.
It's really easy to get to.
Yeah.
Shout out to Facebook.
No, they banned me. Or suspended me, whatever.
Anyway, so I'm doing tarot readings and I'm also doing intuitive readings.
Mm-hmm.
I am a very in tune person and I really trust my intuition and I hope you do too. But I am really in tune with spirits and spirit guides and loved ones that have passed on. I have talked to multiple of my friends and my family's like loved ones who have passed on.
Have you talked to any of mine without me knowing?
Just one.
Who?
It was your grandmother Honey.
Hey, honey. Okay.
She was in the house at one point in time. Oh. She was like down the hallway. And then Luke's grandmother came in today.
Mm-hmm. Love all the spirits. They can start paying rent.
I talked to my best friend Harley's grandmother. She came in during a reading, and it really made the reading so much better. And that's the thing, is like these cards with this kind of like reading, it is a whole different experience. It's an intuitive guide to push you, and then also asking your spirits where you should go.
Right.
And I also do hypnotherapy. So if you need to quit smoking, you're trying to lose weight, you are trying to be less stressed out, I do hypnotherapy sessions.
All the shots fucking fired, yo. This whole damn episode, you just calling me out my name.
The hypnotherapies can be recorded so that you can listen to, it's almost like a guided meditation at that point.
Yeah.
So once you've gone through it the one time with me, so I'll basically... You'll be a client, we'll write down some stuff, we'll find your happy place, find out where you're going, and I'll give you that meditation to listen to, or that hypnotherapy session to listen to, over again on your own time, so you can feel that relaxation, so you can help yourself quit smoking, so you can help yourself lose weight, or whatever you need. I also do past life regressions. Sorry to those, but if you want to know about your past life, you've been feeling some sort of trauma or something that kind of a phobia or anything like that that you want to know about that may be a part of your past life, we can do a past life regression and get you figured out, find out what is going on with your past lives, find out what happened in your past life to cause this trauma in this life to where you're kind of like got a phobia now.
Get her booked and blessed, feelers. Yes.
So a hypnotherapy session, it is about 20 to 50 depending on what you're doing.
Okay. That's not bad at all.
And that's good shit. And $10 tarot readings. And if you want to speak to your loved ones, they may come in the tarot reading. So that's a really good deal with the $10 tarot reading. It takes a lot of energy. And I'm really trying to do at least 10 readings a day. So there's 10 reading schedule. It doesn't matter what kind of reading it is. I'm trying to do 10 readings and maybe a hypnotherapy session thrown up in there.
That's so awesome. I totally vibe with the whole being your own boss bitch and that lifestyle. I do also want to join that lifestyle. I love my job. I'm going to obviously stay at my job, but like this is...
I might get a little part-timer, but I'm doing it right now, so I'm having a...
Right. But this is my shit. This podcast is literally so much fun for me. It brings me so much joy. You hear me listening or hear me watching podcasts. Like I'm always... I think podcasts are so great, and now that we can bring them to YouTube and to lives and make it so much interactive. It makes me so much more excited and makes me want to like keep doing this and like keep seeing our numbers rise and hopefully get some sponsors. Like, this is what I want to do. Obviously, like, you know, my goal is I want to do, not anchoring. I want to do, a correspondent. Oh, sorry. I lost the shit. A correspondent for news outlets talking politics. So this is as close as I can get right now. So I'm just so excited about all of this shit.
I think we're rambling right now.
Yeah, it's getting there.
It's in that time.
Yeah, because what time is it? It is 1:25.
All right, y'all.
All right, I think it's time to end this.
Facebook Live. It's been nice hanging out with y'all.
Yeah.
Thank you for hanging out. Cynthia Pickles, girl.
Yes, make sure you follow us on all of our social media. We have Twitter, we have Instagram, we have TikTok, we have obviously Facebook. Follow us on every podcast platform, Apple, Spotify, TuneIn, wherever you can stream a podcast. This is where you find us. You can hit us up on our email if you have questions, want to maybe book a spot on the show. Whatever we can do. Hit us up at our Gmail. It is areyoufeelingitpod@gmail.com. And we will see y'all here next week.
We're going to have a good time. We're going to go live again probably next week.
Subscribe, like, and let's get this shit going.
Okay, bye, y'all.
Bye.